Both teams missing their first opening attempts of the contest. Doty to Green. Now to Danford. Danford, foul line, bounce pass. Nice cut by Maddox Beyer. He'll kiss the window in Chase County, striking first here 60 seconds in. Davies to Smith. Elbow, far side, Cordell. Cordell will drive. Nothing there. Kick back out, Smith. Lob to Dean on the post. He'll back down Doty. Kiss the window. No good. And a rebound to Guthrie Danford. He'll look to push. This is mid lane. And he'll be fouled. Hand check by Lane Smith. His first, team's first. So 6:38 to play, first quarter. Chase County on top, 2-0. Remind you guys over on Country 101.7 FM, our normal home, Baylor at Kansas State. That's an 8 p.m. tip with Wyatt Thompson on the play-by-play call to Westwood 1. And over on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, Braden Brown on the road with Washburn Rule. Maddox Beyer misses a gimme, but an offensive putback by Hudson Doty falls home. And Chase County out to a 4-0 advantage here early. Dean, jumper, no good. Rebound to Danford. Danford keeps himself in the half court. Goes to Rex Griffin to set it up. Now to Doty. Up top, Beyer. Get a ball screen. Go to Doty in the right corner. Fires a three. It'll be short. And a rebound to Octavian D. So 2 minutes gone by. Chase County on top, 4-0. Braden Grimmett subbing in during that last stoppage, as well as Cooper Luthien. Grimmett with a nice dribble drive. He'll get a floater to fall. And Madison has their first points of the night. Backcourt pressure applied, but Maddox Beyer streaks down the court and beats the press. Doty to the elbow. Spin move to the mid lane. Put up a shot. It's no good. Rebound to Braden Grimmett. And Grimmett's going to double dribble in the backcourt. That turnover back to Chase County.
Yeah, I just got a little bit of Braden got in too much of a hurry that time.
Both of these teams, even though they do not have a whole lot of depth, not afraid to run up-tempo basketball.
Not at all.
Noah Green looking for an open teammate. Finds it in Rex Griffin. 5:30 to play first quarter. Chase County looking to add to their 4-2 lead. Griffin will drag a pivot foot, picking up the dribble, and will turn it back to Madison. Lane Smith running the point. Bounce pass to Grimmett at the elbow. He'll hand it off to Cooper Luthien. He'll step into a right wing three. Hit draw iron and be no good. Octavian Dean with an offensive rebound and his putback good. Our score, 4-4. 5:04 to play, first quarter. Griffin over to Danford. He'll be actually a travel on the handoff.
Yeah, this crew has been, they did it in the girls game, so if they're watching, you better have your feet right.
Turnover back to Madison. Now Cooper Luthien, near side up top, Mendez, far side Grimmett. Bounce pass to Dean. He'll back down Doty. Doty straight up. Dean, too strong off the glass, and a rebound to Rex Griffin. So Chase County thus far defending Octavian Dean fairly well on the low block. Green to Beyer. Beyer steps in, floater at the elbow, falling home for Maddox Beyer. And Chase County back on top, 6-4. Grimmett, quick fire three on the wing. It'll rattle home for a Cody Thurston. And Land Agent 3, experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Madison's first lead of the contest. 7-6, halfway through the first quarter. Doty looking for the answer. Top of the key three, it'll break off the left side. Rebound to Grimmett. Up the court, we go to Luthien. Luthien dribbles in, now dribbles it back out to the corner. And we'll bounce pass into Dean. He'll go up and under and kiss the window. And Madison leads 9-6, and Danford, unable to handle the pass, bowls over the snare set over on the far side of the Madison band.
Watch out over there. And, you know, Michael, one of the things is on that move by that Octavian Dean, we don't have a lot of big people that can make that move.
No, because he went from the opposite block and basically one fell swoop.
Yeah.
In the outstretched arm. Griffith thought about another three. Now to Smith. He'll drive baseline, bounce past Luthi. Left baseline jumper that rattles out. And a rebound to Danford. He'll look to push. Danford to the block. Off the high glass and good for Guthrie Danford for his first points of the night. Cuts the deficit to one, and a quick fire pass on the opposite end, unable to be fielded by Lane Smith, and it'll go out of bounds back to Chase County.
Yeah, that was just way too far out in front of Lane.
So which of these teams like to run that up-tempo pace? Sometimes they can't get out of their own way.
Yeah.
Hudson Doty, far side Griffin. Now to Beyer. Near side Danford. He'll look inside. Nothing there. Get a ball screen. Step into the elbow. Now to the foul line. Kicked in the corner. Rex Griffin three. It'll be off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound into the hands of Octavian D. 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. Madison leads 9-8. Mendez over to Luthi. Luthi. Bounce pass to Smith. Now to the left elbow to Octavian Dean. He'll go to work with an isolation play against Hudson Doty. Nothing he can do. Octavian Dean, 6 points. Madison's lead back to 3, 11-8.
And really, that's not bad defense being put on by Hudson Doty. He's being a little bit, he could probably be a little bit more physical with Dean.
Beyer, elbow to the block. Give him continuation. He makes the shot, but they're going to wave it off.
Yeah, the Chase County bench was trying, begging. They were begging for that call. In the NBA, that might have counted.
Oh, it would have counted. It would have counted in
Mesa. Yeah.
So substitutions here. Dom Barrett out there, as well as Carter Mann for Chase County. Doty gets it on the block. Backs down, kicks it back out to Danford. Now, back to Danford, top of the key, pump fake. Trying to find Doty underneath and stolen away by Lane Smith. Smith to the block to Octavian Dean. Nice pass from Lane Smith, and Octavian Dean with 8 points. Danford to the right block. Bangs it off the bottom of the iron, no good. Fight for a loose ball, going to go to the hands of Lane Smith. Underneath to Dean. Dean falling away, no good. Rebound to Doty. Danford will slow things down. He's on the right wing now in the half court. Chase County trails by 5, 13-8. About 40 remaining in the first quarter. Doty, left wing three. Good. It's a Cody Thurston land agent three by Hudson Doty. First three we've seen Hudson hit in the few games we've done.
Yes. And
Grimmett looking for the answer on the opposite side. It'll be long, but an offensive rebound to Octavian Dean. He'll be tied up. Actually be fouled underneath.
We're actually shooting three-pointers much better in this game than in the early game tonight.
Oh, boy. Griffin and Green back out there for the Bulldogs. They'll sub out Beyer and Doty. Lane Smith to inbound. Nice cut from Grimmett from the elbow to the block. Nobody home there for Chase County, and Grimmett has a wide-open look. Extends the lead back to 4, 15-11. Danford over to Griffin. Back to Danford with a three. It'll be short and a rebound. One by Grimmett in the far corner. Madison pushing. Luthi underneath the Dean. And he'll kiss the window and miss a bunny. And it'll be a rebound to Peck Bailey, who subbed in during that stoppage. And a turnover as Cooper Luthi picks the pocket. Luthi near corner three. Short. Rebound to Danford for a corner. 15-11, 40 seconds to play. Madison on top. Chase County with possession. 7 seconds between shot clock and game clock. Here to close out this first quarter. Man to Griffin. Now to Danford. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Danford, far side Bailey. Now to Griffin at the foul line. Corner to Noah Green. He'll drive baseline. 3 seconds over to Carter Mann. He'll fire up a jumper on the baseline. Be good for Carter Mann. Now last few seconds stolen away by Danford. He'll fire up a three at the buzzer. We're going to say he was out of bounds. And that will do it to conclude the first quarter. So 15-13. And a very fast-paced here in quarter number one. But Madison leading Chase County. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Mix 104.9 with Stiletto, our sponsors, and have continued coverage here from Madison High School.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop in your local Nextech Wireless to see what they can do to support all your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas. And Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, servicing Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by our friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizens State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Blistering pace to that first 8 minutes of play. Madison on top 15-13 as Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen welcome you back to Madison High School. Madison with possession, leading Chase County. Octavian Dean on the low block. He'll be fouled by Hudson Doty. Dean with 8 points in that first quarter will step to the line for the first trip to the foul line for either team.
And he probably missed the easiest shot he had.
Yes. He's missed a few on the low block.
Yep.
Hudson Doty doing all he can to contain Dean. In the air and good on the first one. We have a score update on the boys' side. That Hartford defeating Center Law Springs 79-28. Second one in the air. No good. Rebound to Maddox Byer. One possession ball game. 16-13. Chase County trails with possession. Noah Green with it. He'll go in the corner, and Alex McNeil wearing all black. Maybe the Chase County Bulldogs thought he was a sixth man out there, but they will go out of bounds on the errant pass. Turnover back to Madison.
Yeah, and that's if it's like, okay, you expected him to go this way, you expected Byer to go one way, and he went the other.
So Grimmin at the elbow, underneath to Dean. He'll bang it off the glass too strong. Get his own board. His putback no good. Tip. It goes deflected almost into the bucket. Now tipped out to Lane Smith. At the foul line up top, Grimmett thought about a three. Now to Lane Smith. Smith, far side to Mendez. He'll step into a right corner three. That'll draw iron. Nice offensive rebound to Braden Grimmett. He'll dribble it out to the corner. Think about a three. Now to Cooper Luthy. Luthy now Grimmett. Underneath the Dean. He'll back down and travel. Turnover back to Chase County.
Yeah, this pace has been going pretty good, but let's see how the stamina holds up with it.
So backcourt pressure applied on the inbound to Maddox Byer. Cooper Luthing staying in check with him as he crosses half court. Nice spin move to create some separation, and then they're going to get a foul against Cooper Luthing. I believe that'll be his second now.
Just being a little too aggressive out front.
Corey Yell in the contest for the first time. Junior for Madison. He'll sub out Luthy. Inbound to Byer. Madison in the man-to-man defense. Griffin here on the near side. The foul line. Up top Green. Far side Byer. Up top Doty looking for the tie. He gets it. Hudson Doty with his second. Cody Thurston, land agent three of the game, and we're tied at 16 apiece, 90 seconds into this second quarter. Smith, the Dean, over to Yao. Now Mendez. Octavian Dean, top of the key, near side, Lane Smith. Get a ball screen, now drive, far side to Mendez. Thought about a three, now kicked over to Smith. Lob inside to Dean. He'll be backing down the post. Off the window and good for Octavian Dean. He's got 11 points to lead all scores.
Yeah, that was just a smooth move that time by Dean.
Loose ball recovered by Maddox Byer in the half court. Now to Danford. Get a ball screen. Drive to the block. Underneath the Doty. He's unable to handle the pass. It'll go out of bounds. Turnover back to Madison.
Just turnover number five for Chase County.
So Madison looking to add to their 18-16 lead. 5:35 to play first half. Mendez underneath the Dean. He'll back down. Spin move. Fadeaway jumper on the block. Is good for Octavian Dean. Now with 13. Fired. Over to Doty. Doty, nice catch. The block off the window. Good. Hudson Doty with 10 points. Underneath the Dean. Dean will be fouled by Doty, and that'll be his second.
Yep. Just Octavian Dean has got a really good first step in there, and he's just being aggressive tonight with that.
Actually, hold the phone there. It's actually going to be Maddox Beyer reaching in. That'll be his first. So Dean at the line for two. One out of two tonight. Make that two out of three.
I'm pretty sure that Coach Witt does not mind that foul being that way.
Not going to argue that one from Truman Bailey.
No.
Dean at the line for another one. In the air. And no good. Rebound to Chase County. They trail things by three, 21-18. 3 minutes gone by here in the second quarter. Beyer, near corner to Griffin. Back to Beyer on the near side wing. Beyer getting the ball screen up top. Doty thought about a three. Now back to Beyer. Halfway through the shot clock now. Danford over to Maddox Beyer. Running jumper on the elbow. It'll fall out. No good. Rebound to Corey Yao. Now to Mendez. Mendez streaking down the opposite side. Puts it on the floor and recovered by Dean. Up top, Yao. Near corner to Grimmon. He'll drive baseline. Throw it hard off the glass and get it to fall home. Timeout on the floor taken by Cade Witt. It's a 30-second break. We'll stay right here with you. Mind you, will be our final regular season game. Will be on Friday, this upcoming Friday. Kid and I will have Madison taking on Linden from Linden.
Yep.
Of course, sub-state bracket should be announced tomorrow.
Yeah,
we're assuming. Yep. And then we will also announce our postseason coverage of what sub-states we will be following, what teams will be following in the sub-state and postseason play. So stay with us. It's been a fun ride.
Yes, it
Hopefully
has.
A few more weeks to go.
Hopefully it ends on the second Saturday in March.
Hopefully. Hopefully. We can only hope. We've had a lot of good success in the area in the last few years.
Yes, we have.
In the D1, D2 level for 1A. Hopefully get some teams out to 2A, which 2A, 8-man, and 1A D2 state tournament is in Emporia for semifinals and finals. Of course, 8 regional sites for the quarterfinals. So, you know, I was driving up to Kansas City with my wife, taking my son to a doctor appointment, and she was completely clueless, kid.
Uh-huh.
She was already trying to plan the, you know, the week of state.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, hey, it's complete. Just rip it up. What has been the traditional in the last few years?
Yeah.
Rip it all up. So, a jumper out of the timeout by Guthrie. Danford, nice turnaround jumper there by Guthrie. Gets it to fall, cuts it back to one possession ball game. 23-20, Madison with the advantage. Baseline floater by Octavian Dean falls home. Tough to defend that. Mm. Dean with 16.
Yeah, he's like, it's senior night here.
Danford, nice drive. Had the shot rejected over to Maddox Beyer. And there will be a foul.
Yeah.
Of course, I think Chase County maybe thought there might have been a foul on the first one, on the first jumper. But it's fouls against Octavian Dean, his first, team's first. Team's second, excuse me. Danford to inbound, going up top to Noah Green. Far side to Rex Griffin. Now to Danford at the elbow, to the foul line floater. No good, get his own board, his putback short, and a rebound to Javi Mendez. Madison with a 25-20 advantage. Underneath to Octavian Dean. Dean, turnaround floater, no good. Rebound to Hudson Doty. Dean's missed about six shots right there. He had almost 30 points in the first half if he was perfect from the field.
Man.
Doty, top of the key. And a zig instead of a zag. And Beyer unable to field the pass that goes out of the bounds of the front row of the Madison faithful on the far side.
Yeah, the Madison faithful were like, we'll take it. Nice pass.
3 minutes remaining here in the first half. Madison leads 25-20. Octavian Dean, far side, up top, Mendez. Now Smith on the right wing. Over to Dean. Elbow jumper. Good.
Man. What a
Madison
night.
With their largest lead of the night, 27-20. Danford on the near side wing. Up top, Green. Over to Byer. Byer, spin move. Kicked out corner. Now up top to Green. Over to Doty, right corner three. Give him another. That's a third. Cody Thurston, three of the night for Hudson Doty. Experienced Midwest Land Group difference. Just what Chase County needed.
Yep.
Madison still on top, 27-23. Lane Smith looking for the answer. Rimming out, no good. Fight for a rebound. And going to be a foul on the putback against Octavian Dean. He'll go to the line for two.
And Michael, one of the things I said that was a key for Chase County was somebody besides Guthrie Danford and Maddox Byer putting some points up tonight, and Hudson Doty's doing that.
Doing a very good job. Dean, good on the first one. He's been unable to knock down a second free throw.
Yeah, we'll see if the trend continues.
So three out of five thus far tonight. Carter Mann and Pick Bailey back in the contest for Chase County. Second one, good for Octavian Dean.
Octavian, the only one to shoot free throws tonight.
Now with 20 in the first half. Danford, pump fake in the corner. He'll drive. Back out to Maddox Byer, top of the key three. It's good. Maddox Byer with a Cody Thurston land agent three. Yao. Mendez back to Yao. He'll look for the answer in the corner. Rims out, no good. Hudson Doty with the rebound. 90 seconds remaining here in the half. Chase County trailing by three, but with possession. Mann with it on the right wing. Up top, Byer. Of course, we'll have the Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show. Have a visit with head coach Clayton Happy. Running floater by Maddox Byer. Falls home. Byer with nine. Cuts the deficit to one, 29-28. Braden Grimmett thought about a three from the logo. Now he'll step out for a three from 5 feet away from beyond the arc. Going to be no good. Going to be out of bounds. Last touch by Javi Mendez. Coach Alex McNeil saying, hey, let's run the offense.
Yeah.
Not too upset.
Go ahead.
But might have been a settle on that one.
The offense is going through Octavian.
Mann in the far corner, bounce past the fire. Now Danford looking for the lead. And he'll be fouled by Octavian Dean, it looks like. That'll be a Dean second.
So now you've got to watch, if you're Octavian, that you don't pick up the third here before the half.
Danford with an inbound to quarter man. He'll brick it off the right side, rebound to Dean. Dean. To Smith, streaking down the opposite side. Smith, high arching shot. And Lane Smith has his first punch of the ball game, extending the lead to three. 3 seconds between shot clock and game clock here to close out this first half. Doty to Bailey. Over to Byer. Now far corner to Tom Barrett. Actually, that's quarter man, excuse me. Now to Byer. Stepping in is Bailey underneath the Danford. He'll kiss the window. And Guthrie Danford has his 6 points of the night. To back to a one-point ball game. Dean backing down Doty. Bounced out to Grimmett. Puts it on the floor. 3 seconds. Now two. Grimmett, three at the buzzer. No good. 31-30. Our score. Madison with the advantage as we head into the locker room. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country, Mix 104.9. But we'll get into the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. Have a visit with head coach Clayton Happy. But 31-30, once again, Madison leading Chase County.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop in your local Nextech Wireless to see what they can do to support all your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas. And Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, servicing Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizens State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off our President's Day sale now. Great savings on new Chevy models. Chevy owners get a 2026 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab RST model and get $8,000 total savings off MSRP. Trade in your current Chevy and get a 2025 Chevy Equinox RS model and save over $3,200 off MSRP. Hurry in to get presidential savings today at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit us 24/7 at longbineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Prices plus TTNL.
All right, joining me on the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show is victorious Chase County head girls basketball coach Clayton Happy. And coach, what was your key for your win tonight?
The key for our win was defense throughout the whole game, and then specifically the deflections and steals at the start of the third quarter, as well as the pressure we were able to bring in the entirety of the fourth quarter.
I thought Ava Wilson, especially out there in the point, was causing a lot of trouble.
Absolutely. Sometimes she doesn't score a lot in the points column, but she is invaluable, or she is just the most valuable thing we have in terms of defense. She just generates so much deflections. She's getting transition opportunities for us and making everything hard for the opposing teams.
Yeah, and I think that missing Linnea Raines tonight, because she also does that for you.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was actually really proud of our girls. We had several that stepped up with Linnea being out and played really great on the defensive end.
Well, I thought also, yeah, I thought your bench played pretty well tonight. Even though they didn't score, they played well.
Absolutely. Yeah, we struggled to score from top to bottom. So it was great to see, you know, Hadley Holloway, Naomi Peters, Natalie Neff, they all got in the game and played pretty big minutes for us.
They did. Now looking down the road here, how does this set you up, you think, as far as sub-state?
Yeah, with the 16 teams, there's kind of a big middle of the road pack. So we kind of have to wait to see how the games tonight play out, and there's several games on Thursday, Friday. Yep. We should get to host the first round, which will be nice.
Yes, and I hope. Do you have senior night coming up this Friday night?
Friday night, yep.
Folks, you need to get over there and show Madeline Wilson some love. She's the one senior on this year's team. She was an All-Stater last year. And how much has she meant to you guys?
There's not enough good words to say about her. She's so important, even when she was still injured and on the bench. She just displayed exceptional leadership and sportsmanship there. Now she's transitioning into the role as a leader on the court, both offensively and just mentally. She brings so much confidence and enthusiasm to our team.
Yeah, and you could just tell. So, folks, get out there and support this team next Friday night and show Madeline a lot of love.
Absolutely. 6 o'clock.
Yes. Well, Coach, this is the last time we'll have you for a while. We've had you for the last 2 weeks now.
That's right.
And
yep.
By the way, you're on a 4-game winning streak.
You need to keep showing up, I think.
Yeah. All right. Coach, good luck the rest of the season, and thanks for coming on with us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. With me has been victorious head girls basketball coach Clayton Happy. We'll be back with more on the Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show on Country on Mix 104.9.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more.
by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Melissa Herdman. Kirk and Cobb Realtors wishing all the athletes good luck. Happy to help with any real estate needs. Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And Moon Tile and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia. TWS Inc. Dumpster Rental. Need it hauled off? Get yourself a roll-off. By USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Opie Hartford and Neosho Rapids, Prideful Schools and Communities. And by Clark Carpet and Tile, where quality makes a difference.
Welcome you back to the Long Bottom Plaza halftime show. Many thanks to Clayton Happy for visiting with us during that last break. But 31-30 here on the boys' side. Tell you how we got here by these halftime stats. Brought to you by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes. They're proud to provide the area's quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today. 620-344-0661 for Madison. 20 points. Leading the way from Octavian Dean, 9 points to Braden Grimmett, 2 points to Lane Smith. For Chase County, 13 points Hudson Doty, 9 points Maddox Byers, 6 points Guthrie Danford, and 2 points to Carter Mann. Ken, your team stats.
For Chase County, they were 9 of 20 inside the arc, 4 for 7 from three-point range. They did not attempt any free throws. They pulled down 16 total rebounds, 4 of them offensive, 12 defensive. And for Madison, they were 12 of 21 inside the arch, 1 of 8 from three-point range, 4 of 6 at the free throw line. And they pulled down 14 rebounds, and they only had 3 turnovers.
Once again, those halftime stats brought to you by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661. Well, that will wrap up the Long Bottom Auto Plaza halftime show. Have second half action upcoming next on the Area Game of the Week on Mix 104.9.
At Longbond Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off our President's Day sale now. Great savings on new Chevy models. Chevy owners get a 2026 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab RST model and get $8,000 total savings off MSRP. Trade in your current Chevy and get a 2025 Chevy Equinox RS model and save over $3,200 off MSRP. Hurry in to get presidential savings today at Longbond Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit us 24/7 at longbondauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Prices plus TTNL.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. By Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas. And by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this season. Go Dogs!
Area High School Basketball brought to you by the City of Cottonwood Falls. A proud supporter of Chase County student athletes and coaches and commends them for their hard work on and off the court. Let's go Bulldogs! Brown Bennett Alexander Funeral Home, serving families of the Flint Hills, wishing the Bulldogs team success this season. Nate and Gwen Rundy owners, and Chase County USD 284, supporting their students in academics and athletics. Join them on a journey to success.
Welcome back here to Madison, Kansas. Michael Teeker alongside Ken Hansen. Ken, your keys to the second half.
Keys to the second half. Again, you kind of slow down Octavian Dean in some way, but one thing that they're doing a good job of is making sure nobody else is beaten. They're really not. Masson needs to get somebody besides Octavian Dean going, and for Chase County, pack it in. Do what you can to slow down Octavian. But when you do, beware that they might have some three-point shooters out there.
Chase County with possession, trailing things 31-30. We're going to have an offensive foul. It's going to go against Noah Green with an illegal screen. It'll be his first, team's first.
Michael, I have a couple halftime scores. Washburn Rural is leading Emporia High 24-21, a game that you can hear on KVOE 1400 AM 96.9 FM. And also Burlington is leading Santa Fe Trail at the half.
Lane Smith over to Cooper Luthy near far corner three. That'll be no good. Rebound to Lane Smith. Out top to Braden Grimm at three. No good. Rebound to Hudson Doty. And he'll be fouled on the rebound. That'll go against Cooper Luth, and if so, that's his third.
Madison, 1 of 10 from three-point range so far tonight.
That's certainly what's kept Chase County in play here, as they've hit multiple threes, four total threes in that first half. Mm-hmm. The buyer with it on the right wing, drive to the block, high off the glass, fall to the floor, no good. An outlet pass from Mendez trying to find Smith. Will go out of bounds. It'll stay with Chase County.
Yeah, and you know, the three-point shooting, they didn't do very – they weren't good, very good from three-point range against Waverly, but tonight they're doing a much better job.
Danford hands it off to Beyer. 31-30, Chase County trails. Doty back to Beyer. Now Doty far corner. Over to Danford at the elbow. He'll back down Dean, kicking the corner to Noah Green. He'll drive baseline, nothing there. Back to Danford, left elbow jumper. Short, rebound to Octavian Dean. Dean pushing it. Now hands it off to Lane Smith. Over to Braden Grimmett. He's at the foul line. Kick far side to Cooper Luthy. Up top, Mendez, far corner, Grimmett. He'll step into a left corner three. That'll be long. Offensive rebound to Lane Smith. Kicked up top to Grimmett. But it did not draw iron, so shot clock does not reset. 10 seconds, now nine. Luthy, lob inside. Going to be deflected and stolen away by Guthrie Danford. Up the court we go to Beyer. Looking for the lead. Off the glass. No good. And a rebound to Javi Mendez. And Mendez will be fouled by Beyer in probably just frustration at midcourt, thinking, what do I have to do to get that thing fall? It was a breakaway layup with some pressure, but maybe the angle was just not there.
Yeah, and that's one of the things, if you're Coach Witt, you're going, we did everything right. Just didn't get it to finish.
6:18 to play third quarter, 31-30. Madison with the advantage. Grimmett pass over to Lane Smith, nearly stolen away. Back to Grimmett in the far corner. Up top, Smith. Now to Luthy. Back to Smith. To the baseline to Dean. Up top, Cooper Luthy, three. Short. Rebound to Mendez. His putback, no good. Rebound to Dean. His putback, good. Too many opportunities that time. We're going to have a timeout taken by Alex McNeil. 30-second break. We'll stay right here with you. Did your favorite athlete have a great game that we should know about? Nominate them to be the KVWE Athlete of the Week. Nominations can be sent to kvwe.com/athlete. Be sure to include a stat, obviously, and a picture for us to use. But winners are announced on Mondays. And seniors who are the Athlete of the Week are qualified to be the KVWE Athlete of the Year and win a college scholarship. But nominate your athlete once again today at kvwe.com/athlete. Brought to you by MT Networks. For fast, reliable, high-speed internet, go to mtnetworks.com for more information. Of course, looking ahead to the weekend, pancakes are about.
Yes.
Madison Lions Club, 7 a.m. to, I believe, no, 8 to 11,
yeah.
I believe. Madison Souter Center, pancakes, and then the Eagle Creek Saddle Club, Sunday. Starting, I believe, at 4 p.m. at the Opie Chicken House. Eagle Creek Saddle Club. So pancakes for dinner and breakfast.
Yes.
The book and the weekend.
That sounds actually pretty good.
Maddox Beyer, bounce pass far side, Hudson Doty. Chase County trailing things 33-30. Noah Green loses it. Going to have a loose ball. Going to be last touched by Maddox Beyer. And a turnover back to Madison. So 5:27 to play in this third quarter. Madison looking to add to their 33-30 lead. Grimmett, right wing, up top, Lane Smith. Just left open. He'll step into a three and bury it. Lane Smith with a Cody Thurston Land Agent three. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
And then he taps, slaps Guthrie Danford on the back.
Danford on the near side wing to the foul line. Over to Green. Green, top of the key to Beyer. Now Doty looking for the answer. Right wing three. It'll be short. Rebound to Dean. Madison looking to add to their six-point advantage. Smith, right side, over to Dean on the block. Kiss the window, and it'll sit on the rim. He'll get his own board. His putback no good, but he is fouled. And Dean at the line for two.
He's like, how did I miss that shot?
Dean four out of six tonight.
He's the only player that's attempted a free throw tonight.
On both sides. But yeah. Foul's on Rex Griffin. His second, team's third. Dean's going to be short on the first of two. Dean, of course, 20 in the first half, 22 points thus far tonight.